Good morning. We are towards the end of our topic, at least for now, the issue of ani amaver b'charar, the prohibition of ani amaver b'charar. And just two additional points. Question number one is, does all of this apply if A, who is trying to purchase or rent something, is an ani, literally somebody who is poor, he needs the deal, he's desperate, he doesn't know how to make money, whatever it is, he's just not one who is well off? Or does it apply even if A is a wealthy individual, it's still prohibited to somebody else to come in and take the deal that A is working on? So the Sefer, it's a brand new Sefer that just came out, Dinei Mishpat by the Gaon Rav Chaim Cohen, and real Bucky in Choshen Mishpat, he brings on this question as follows, that there is an opinion, Sha'af b'mekach u'memkar, when it comes to purchases and sales, commercial transactions, that indeed there is a distinction between whether A is an ani or an ashir. Because shela ashir kal yoser likna b'makom acher. Because when it comes to an ashir, if he's wealthy, if he doesn't close on this asset, he'll be able to close on a different asset. He has more flexibility. He has more financial wherewithal to do that. And accordingly, the prohibition doesn't apply if A is well off. B can come in and take that deal. And that B is not going to be considered a Russia. Now, we are talking now about metaltolin, physical assets that are movable. Movable assets, not real estate. We'll talk about real estate in a little bit. That is going to be our second question of the day. However, having said that, despite that view that there are some poskim who say that this ani hamavi b'charar literally applies if it's only an ani, only if A is an ani, but if A is an ashir, B is allowed to get involved, there is a dissenting view, achi shekasvu shebemekach umemkar ein lechalek. There's a different view that when it comes to purchases and sales, we don't distinguish. Ule'olam hakodem v'zocha nekorasha. If B comes in and steals the deal, not even stealing the deal, he takes the deal, because it's not owned by A yet. A is simply negotiating for the deal. He's trying to get the deal done, but he doesn't own it yet. And B comes in and takes the deal, that B is going to be called a Russia, even if A is wealthy. So that's a machloket. Is it only if A is an ani or also if he is wealthy? Now, when it comes to a transaction for real estate, if A is negotiating for real estate. So we talked about in the past that we have to distinguish on a high level in general, in every case of ani amaver b'charar, we have to understand what type of transaction it is, because the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is that the prohibition of A coming in and taking the deal from B, taking the deal from A, ani amaver b'charar, is when A is negotiating for a purchase of an item, sale of an item, purchasing and sales, or rental of an item. That's when it applies, but not when it is something that is unusual, a mitzia. The simple explanation of mitzia is you find $1,000 on the floor, $10,000 on the floor, that is a mitzia. And in that situation, ani mafech would not apply if A is making attempts to acquire that item on the floor before he makes a kinyan in it, and B comes in and takes that asset, the mitzia, the thing that is found, ani amaver would not apply. Why? Because the concept here that it applies in commercial transactions, buying and selling and rentals, is because they can say, why are you taking my transaction, my purchase, my rental? Go find your own. But if it's we're talking about a mitzia, that A has found something highly unusual, that's not going to be available for B. He can't say to B, go find your own $1,000. That doesn't happen every day. And accordingly, there's no prohibition of ani amaver b'charar for B to come in and take that asset. So that is the background. And the question is, how about when it comes to real estate? Is that viewed as simply a mekach u'memkar, that ani amaver does apply, or is that viewed as something more unusual and rare? Each piece of real estate, each apartment, each house is unusual and rare. It's not easy to find, certainly when you have a tight market. So will we put that in the category of a commercial transaction, or will we put that into the category of something that's a mitzia? So again, Rav Cohen brings in his Sefer, beautiful Sefer, Dinei Mishpat, Yesh Shekatzvu Shemekach Shekaseh Lahasig Kemochu B'makom Acher. Hareyu Kimitzia, there's an opinion that says that when you have a purchase or sale, when you're trying to purchase an asset, but it's the type of asset that is difficult, it's rare, it's hard to find, we categorize that not as Mekach u'Memkar, that is subject to the Yisru, to the prohibition, the Isur of Ani Amafa Bacharara, but we categorize it as a Mitzia, something that's unusual and rare, and it is not subject to the prohibition of Ani Amafa Bacharara. And he brings an example of this of Karka, a purchase of real estate, especially if the second person to be really needs to buy it, inachus l'sheni me'eza siba, liknos akarka, whatever reason it is, but he needs to buy that asset, or bais b'makom hazeh dafka, or if he needs to buy specifically in this location and he's had a tough time, there's not a lot of availability. Accordingly, we would call that not a purchase and sale that is subject to the ani amava b'charar, but rather we would call it a mitzia, finding something unusual that would not be subject to ani amafech b'charara. Why? Sharei enu matzui lo likna b'makom acher, because he can't easily find that asset, that piece of real estate, and accordingly, B would be permitted to go after that asset that A is negotiating for. Having said that, Rav Cohen does bring a dissenting view. There is an opinion, sha'af sha'achen hem domim l'mitzia. Although this is similar to mitzia, mitzia is rare, unusual, hard to find, and this is similar to that, however, because it is still a sale of an asset, we are not going to distinguish, and accordingly, ani amafech b'charara would apply to B, even if it's a rare asset, and not easy to find an asset of that type, that real estate, that apartment, that house, that field in that given area, but nonetheless, because we're still talking about a sale of an asset, ani amafech b'charara will apply, so that is subject to a machlokes as well.